Opposed to the Typical by Sabine Legrand. Fandom Stargate Atlantis. Relationship Ronan Dex, Radek Zelenka. Rating Jen. This is part of the Born This Way BDSM Alternate Universe. Read by Started with Alex. Cover art by Cassiope 25. It was quite late when the knock came on Radek's door. He'd been on the point of settling into bed, but he answered anyway. Ronan was standing there, a bundle of ropes in his hands. Without prelude, he dropped them into Radek's arms. "I made you a hammock." Radek held it up, examining the intricate knotwork. "This is beautiful," he said. "You are very thoughtful." "Can I hang it up?" There was something immediate about his tone, something that suggested that it was of vital importance. Radek took a look around his room. "Anna, I think, yes. If we put one end here and one end here, I think it will be just fine."
"Good," Ronan said, stretching up to hook it on the always useful ancient architectural elements.
Radek couldn't help but notice the way his shirt rode up as he did it, exposing a little of his toned back. Ronan made sure the netting was spread out properly, smoothing his hands over it, and then he climbed in and went to sleep. Radek was left standing there, watching him and wondering what the hell had just happened. He didn't want to wake him, not when there was a strong possibility Ronan would instinctively punch him in the throat or something. Left with no other sensible alternative, he got into bed with his laptop and began doing the calculations he'd meant to do, which mostly involved playing solitaire and cursing softly. Ronan was gone when he woke up. Had it not been for the hammock still swaying gently in the corner, Radek might have thought it was all a dream, but it would have had to have been a recurring one, because Ronan came back the next night, and the next, and the whole of the next week, sleeping soundly in his hammock and otherwise not bothering Radek very much. It was very strange. Having a sub sleeping in the corner of his room was something out of questionable pornography or a very bad romance novel, but there was something that made it different, less than obscene, but lacking in saccharine sentimentality. Being the lone Czech in an expedition with very few Europeans, in a galaxy with very few Tauri, made him constantly aware of what it was like to be alone, culturally speaking. He knew that it was even worse for Ronan, knowing so few of his people survived. The last thing he wanted to do was rebuff him and make it worse. And, admittedly, very large, very hot subs did not frequently set up camp in his bedroom, much less show any interest in him at all. One morning at breakfast he managed to catch Ronan's teammates without him. It was the perfect opportunity, because if anyone could explain this behaviour, it would be them. "May I?" he asked, standing beside the table with his tray.
"Of course, Doc," John said.
Rodney waved a hand in vague greeting, and Taylor smiled warmly at him. He sat, separating his silverware and taking a bite of his toast. "I have a problem that I would like your advice on," he told them. "Ronan has been sleeping in my room." Rodney rolled his eyes, still stuffing pancakes into his mouth. "Stop bragging."
"Rodney," Radek said, annoyed, "he has just been sleeping."
"Stop lying," Rodney returned. Radek ignored him, looking to John and Taylor. "He just hung up his hammock and moved in. I am wondering if this is a cultural tradition of his." "I know very little about Cetadean traditions other than what Ronan has shared," Taylor said, looking perplexed.
"Honestly," John said, picking at his fruit, "I don't know if it's a Cetadean thing or if he just thought it was a good idea."
"I would not be surprised if it were both," Taylor added.
"I'm sorry," Rodney said, though it was perfectly clear that he wasn't. "Why do we think this is a problem? Unless you're concerned about him breaking you in half."
"You are so full of sensitivity and loving-kindness," Radek said. "I do not know why I do not come to you with all my problems."
"The sun does shine out my ass," Rodney fired back, stealing a piece of meat off John's plate, which earned him a slap on the back of the head.
"Still worth it," he said, making contented noises.
Not bacon."
Ronan plunked himself down across from Radek. "Hey," he said, as a generalised greeting, before digging into his eggs. John and Taylor shared a look,
"Are we not going to—" Taylor started, but she faltered, looking to John for help. Right, we've got that thing with Elizabeth, that—" He broke off, looking at his watch. "Five after." He and Taylor stood, collecting their trays. "Come on, Rodney." "There's still half a pancake here," Rodney said, scandalized. "Then take it with you," John replied, dragging him off. Rodney complained about hands and syrup all the way out of the mess hall. Ronan looked up briefly, nodding towards the door. "What's wrong with them?" "They are uncomfortable, I think," Raddock said. "I just told them of our, arrangement." He chewed thoughtfully. "What'd they say?" "I believe they are confused." "Not that complicated," Ronan said, shrugging. "You need me around." "I know I am not particularly intimidating, but I am a top," Raddock told him. "I do not need a protector." "Doesn't mean I don't need somebody to protect," Ronan said, as if it were totally obvious. "Is that all?" Raddock asked, starting to get a little exasperated. Ronan grinned dirtily at him. Raddock gulped. "I am not," he said, waving his hand as he looked for the word, "fast." Ronan shrugged. "That's okay." "Are you going to move out of my room?" Ronan froze, his food halfway to his mouth. "Do you want me to?" Raddock thought about it. "I do not particularly mind you being there." "Good," he replied, with an air of finality. Raddock felt oddly as if he'd been dismissed. He finished his coffee and retreated to his lab. Perhaps there he could sort something out. Ronan was unlikely to seek him out there. That assumption didn't even make it to the end of the day. When Raddock came back from lunch, he found Ronan sitting off to one side, listening attentively to an argument that Simpson and Udoko were having. "Thought it was time I learned some of this science stuff," Ronan said when asked. "Be quiet, it's getting good." And as the days slid by, one crisis after another, Ronan was there, in his lab, in his room, wherever Raddock went. He was suddenly just part of Raddock's life, and unlike most of the people he was forced to corral and nursemaid on a normal day, he made very few ripples in it. He held screwdrivers, he always seemed to know where the hottest coffee was, and he never said much, but that only meant he saved his words for the choicest utterances. So it was appropriate that the day it changed was like any other day. He and Ronan were in the lab together, Ronan repairing one of the many broken ancient devices that littered Atlantis, Raddock working out ZPM output calculations on the whiteboard. At least, that was what he was trying to do. Of course, then Kavanagh returned from a well-deserved detail to the formerly flooded parts of the city. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" he said, dropping his backpack unceremoniously onto the table. Raddock winced in sympathy for his poor laptop. "I do not think it is a secret," he said, keeping his eyes on the board. "Even you can plainly see that you're trying to kill us all," he said, reaching for the eraser and all but hip-checking Raddock out of the way. Raddock snorted, leaning up and pulling the eraser out of his hand. "A quick death would be preferable to spending any more time in this lab with you." "Then feel free to jump out the window any time and put us out of our misery," Kavanagh snapped. "I am from Prague, Smert," Raddock replied. "If anyone is going out the window, it is you." Kavanagh crossed his arms over his chest. "Is that a threat? Because I've got about 5 inches on you." Before Raddock could respond, Ronan materialized between the two of them, towering over Kavanagh. Kavanagh rolled his eyes. "Now you've got a pet ogre to fight your battles?" Ronan took a step forward, and Kavanagh shrank back, clearly terrified. "Would you care to say that again?" Raddock asked. "I do not think Ronan heard you." "This is ridiculous. I'm getting McKay," Kavanagh said, beating a hasty retreat. Raddock turned to Ronan, frowning. "While I appreciate what you are trying to do—" He stopped, stroking his chin and considering. "It was completely worth it to see Kavanagh run away, no?" Ronan grinned, clapping him on the shoulder. "Knew you'd think so." Raddock looked down at his watch. "I believe I have had enough for today. Come, let us eat."
He pushed his glasses up his nose nervously.
And afterwards, perhaps I have a bottle of the pear brandy from M20390.
Ronan's smile was dirty again, and Raddock's stomach fluttered.
You're on.
McKay thought it was hilarious. Kavanagh typed up another transfer request. The brandy didn't last long, not with Ronan around, but there was enough in Raddock's belly to make him feel warm and friendly. He lay on the bed, letting the room sway gently around him. Ronan sat on the floor next to him, whittling away at what looked like a whistle, the knife moving unerringly, despite how much alcohol Ronan had consumed.
"You are always," Raddock said, gesturing vaguely, "doing something."
"Why be bored?" Ronan replied,
turning the wood this way and that, inspecting something that Raddock couldn't perceive. The liquor was making his head swim a little, or maybe it was just making things clearer, but Raddock turned onto his side, looking down at Ronan.
"If you tell Rodney, you will never have hot water here again. But I am sometimes sentimental," Raddock admitted. "And you are extraordinary. You are beautiful and selfless."
He reached out, trailing a hand over Ronan's dreadlocks.
"It would be so easy for someone to take advantage."
Ronan grinned widely. "Want to know what happened to the last top who did?" He laughed at Raddock's expression. "If I didn't trust you, or I wasn't ready, I wouldn't have come in the first place."
"You do not need to sleep in the corner," Raddock said slowly. "There is room in the bed."
"I sleep on the side by the door," Ronan said, his tone leaving no room for argument.
Raddock let his hand slide down to Ronan's shoulder, his thumb tracking over the spot where a collar would be.
"Good."
The end.